Ko moia wa tamanui France and tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Greens Pacifica spokesperson Te Ano Tuiono wants ACT leader David Seymour to apologise for expressing a wish to blow up the Ministry for Pacific Peoples. Mr Seymour says he was joking when he said on News Talk ZB that ACT would send a guy called Guy Fawkes in there and it would all be over. Mr Tuiono says it was clearly race baiting.
He's quite an intentional, precise sort of person. So was it just a throwaway comment, or was it intentional that he said it? And if it was intentional, then he is purposely targeting Pacific people and pandering to white supremacy and pandering to race baiting. It's an incredibly shocking thing if that was the intention behind that comment.
Earlier this year, David Seymour demanded public funding be withdrawn from a stage play based on poet Tusiata Avia's poem, 250th anniversary of James Cook's arrival in New Zealand, because of what he claimed was violent and racist content against white men. A general practitioner and health academic says Labour's cost of living plan can help whānau in need, despite its complexity. The plan includes removing GST from fresh fruit and vegetables from next April, and putting the Working for Families and Work tax credit to buy $25 from the same date. Matire Harwood from the Papakura Marae Health Clinic says the policy will make healthy kai more accessible for whānau and ease their financial strain.
All of these things, it's not just one solution. It's all of these little things we know do make a difference, but it is hard to demonstrate that when it is so complex and complicated.
On other news, the general manager of Aotearoa's largest Māori-owned seafood company says the rejection of Ngaitahu's plan for an open ocean salmon farm in Fovo Strait flies in the face of government plans to grow the aquaculture industry. An independent panel appointed by the Environment Protection Agency refused consent for the 2,500-hectare Hauanui farm because of what it says would be the impact on marine mammals, seabirds and seabed fauna around Rakiura Stewart Island. WANA-NZ Chief Executive Steve Tarrant says the project would deliver huge financial and employment benefits to the far south. He says Ngaitahu would not want to harm the environment or marine animals.
When we have a very well thought out, very clear plan from one of our shareholders, that then is pushed back on. You know, that's one of those clarity and certainties we'd like from government to understand, you know, do they support aquaculture or don't they?
Steve Tarrant says Ngaitahu is now looking at its options and he hopes they can formulate a new proposal. And that's your Wātea English News.